Are you running out of steam? July 2014. Are you running out of steam? In this world, we are all getting older, tired. We give up on things. When we have too many things to do, we drop activities. Are you slowing down? Perhaps you are. Events happen, tragedies happen, life happens. People lose their job. People are looking for another job. Perhaps you are building a house, just being busy all the time. Sometimes you cannot help it. For example, someone is sick, as in 2 Timothy 4, verse 20. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 20. Erastus abode at Corinth, but Trophimus have I left at Miletum sick. You cannot let yourself being discouraged, even in the worst of times. We see what Paul says about the people in Asia that he helped establish and to grow that he visited in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. Yet Paul remembers the good times also. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16, the next verse. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16. The Lord gives mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he hath, or many times, refreshed me, and was not ashamed of my chain. What about your Christian life? Did you stop being a good soldier for Christ? Paul encourages Timothy in his battle. Keep going on, Timothy. Everyone else out there, don't stop. 1 Timothy verse 6, chapter 6, verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Paul dispatched volunteers, brothers in arms, as in Philippians chapter 2, verse 25. Philippians chapter 2, verse 25. Yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother, and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants. And he praised them. He praised his helpers. In Philemon chapter 1, verse 2. Philemon chapter 1, verse 2. And to our beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the house and to the church in his house. He remembered always his helpers, and he wrote about them. Paul continually encourages others in their ministry. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13 and 14. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Verse 14. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwell in us. Paul sought to form the next generation of pastors and preachers. Are we also not to do the same for the next generation? If we do not form the next generation, then we will run out of steam. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. And the things that thou heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. How is your prayer life? Part of running the battle against evil is your prayer time. Prayer may be the last thing on your mind. You should pray all the time. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Pray without ceasing. Are you putting too much time in the affairs of this life, just too busy for anything else? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. And in our case, the Lord Jesus Christ chose us. Keep calm and carry on. The Lord God gave you peace. Use it. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. And most of all, hold on to your King James Bible. King James Bible. Don't use any other garbage that's out there. I mean, not that I mean that the Holy Bible, King James, is a garbage. I didn't say that right. King James. Okay. Okay, where was I here? That's my spot. Okay, where do I have this thing here? I lost my spot. That God thing is here. This is key. Yeah, that one. Oh yeah, I was in our usually prayer life. And I was at the bottom of the pages, looking somewhere in the pages and couldn't find it. And most of all, hold on to your King James Bible. In it you will find the ammunitions to help you in this battle. You must stay alert and move on forward. Have you not noticed that the armor of God does not have anything to protect your back? This means that you cannot turn around. You must face the enemy. Do not drop your guard. How many times do Paul tells us to stand fast, resist the enemy, preach all the time? Never does he say to attack the enemy. Remember that. You don't want to attack the enemy. You just want to resist him. God will deal with the enemy. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. 1 Corinthians 16, verse 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. In other words, don't be like other men that are lazy. Are you more than a conqueror? Of course you are. Paul tells us about things that slow us down, yet the Lord is with us. The Lord gives us strength to carry on. Romans 8, verses 35, 36, 37. Romans 8, 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Verse 36. As it is written, for thy sake We are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Verse 37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. We should have the motivation to reach out to other people. Do something, anything that will help grow the church, the body of Christ. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Only let your conversation or your manner of living be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. We are to stand and not let down. We all get tired. We all want to quit. Do not feel guilty if at times you seem to do little or nothing. Don't you remember that God gives the increase? So even if you are not working actively, God's word is working in those who heard you. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 4, 5, 6, and 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 4. For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Verse 5. Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? Verse 6. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gives the increase. Verse 7 of 1 Corinthians chapter 3. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither he that watereth, but God giveth the increase. It is the word of God that works in the mind of people. Continue on, even if you do not see fruit. You are not a fruit inspector. Your job is to plant seeds in the mind of people and let God make those seeds become fruit trees, and one day these trees will perhaps produce fruit. Let God collect the fruits. Earlier I spoke about the armor of God. Do you have the armor of God on you? For you to do your job, you need prayer, you need the knowledge of the Word of God, and the armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers in darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse 13. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand, to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Ephesians 6, verse 14. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Verse 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Verse 16. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Ephesians 6, verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Verse 18. praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. At times, we may think that we are running out of steam. As humans, we cannot go on and on without getting tired. We need times to recharge. During these moments of low activity, we can always pray, study our Bible, reflect on things we have done, plan on things to do. And after a break, we get back to active duty. You have not wasted your time, our time. We have not wasted our time by taking a break. We rested for a little while to come back refreshed, ready for action. Do not stop. The eternal life of someone is at stake. Not yours, since you are saved. Your goal is to reach the unsaved. By your actions, maybe only one person will find salvation. What is the price of one soul? To be able to do these things yourself, you need to be saved. Kind of obvious. And you can be saved by simply believing that how Christ died for your sins, that he was buried, and 3 days after he rose again. That's it. Have a good day.